Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast. It's all up in your bomb cast. Big J kills them like OJ Simpson. A quick hit the fingerless glove, don't fit. Get break quick by that big dick Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Don't get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. And natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the club.
You know,
you have taken a nap on an episode before.
I did fall asleep on an episode the first time I smoked weed, but this is what just happened. I just got baked out of my brains on really good weed from, I should probably know the name of the dispensary that showed up with a huge bag of it for me. I'll find it out. I'll give him a shout out on the show. But the weed he gave me was so good that, I mean, it just knocked me on my ass. I smoked a blunt waiting for you guys, and I'm like, I haven't been this high in a long time.
Sorry.
Wow, dude. Cool story, bro.
Dude, you got so high that time.
Bro.
Primo. Was the weed primo?
Dude, I'm so fucking baked, man. It was like I smoked a blunt, and then I took fucking 300 milligrams of an edible. Then I had a weed soda. I did have a weed soda last night.
THC-infused blah, blah, blah.
Dude, he gave me a THC-infused root beer. And I got to hold my camera sideways. Sorry. They gave me a THC-infused root beer. And fucking, I looked at the ingredients, right? And I was like, oh, shit, 4 grams of fucking sugar. I was like, this rules. I was like, this is like what I want, 100 milligrams in a soda. I don't drink, right? So, I felt like I got to, like, enjoy, like, drinking last night, you know? I was drinking them at the Creek, but they were only 5 milligrams of the Creek, and they were, like, Delta 9. This is, like, actual THC, and these were 100 milligrams. So then I started chugging it, and I was like, oh, this is fucking great. It tastes great, too. And then I looked again, and it's 4 grams of sugar per serving, and there's 16 servings.
I was going to say, it's like a teaspoon. It's a teaspoon.
Dude, I had like 80 grams of sugar. It was insane the amount of sugar that I had last night.
Why am I so hopped up?
You're such an old man that instead of the story isn't just I got so high, the story is I had so much sugar, dude.
Well, so if you don't drink, dude, 80 grams of sugar is like legit. Like if you're not eating a lot of sugar, it is like your body will crash level sugar.
Well, sit up.
You know, like,
maybe that'll help.
You get tummy time. I get to fucking, I'm fine. I get to be, I'm having booty time.
I mean, it doesn't look like you're engaged.
I'm very engaged.
Does,
I've been carrying the fucking show so far.
Well, it does fit with the theme of you and Jay switching roles.
It's true. Yeah.
Also, can I say that
now that I'm an incident guy,
since the gun in the butt and since that girl fingered my butt, I feel my asshole is naturally lubricating more.
Okay.
Ooh, I thought you were going to say you developed magical superpowers.
No. I feel like my asshole gets a little wet now. Like it's ready.
It's hungry now. Now it's got the thirst.
Yeah.
Now it has the thirst for digits.
Oh fuck! Oh yeah, Alex. That girl.
Your butthole's having to feed me, Seymour.
When we put that episode out, you have to like. She didn't say blur her face, but you probably should. She said like, make sure you bleep her name and bleep her job. But I was like, maybe you should just blur her face altogether and not ruin her life.
Yeah, probably a good idea.
Yeah, let's just blur her face and not ruin her life this time. Yeah. But it's really going to be a bummer when that picture exists of her just wailing.
Bummer,
a
fucking bummer, Jay.
Thank you.
You know I love a pun. You know it's fucking where I live. You know it's where I fucking want to build my dream house in Punland. And here you are.
Punville, right in Punsville? Punsville, USA?
You know how I feel about it. Oh, I'm up.
Word.
So, yeah, this is something that we have some news stories and things to talk about. Welcome to Friday Night Hang. But
everybody.
Yeah, well, apparently Jay's becoming the incident guy. And before you tell us about your incidents, Jay, because I have an incident as well.
Okay.
Can I say, and I was kind of kidding when I put this in the text, but after I wrote it, I was like, no, that's actually not even really that wrong. Like, if you're having it, you're a nice guy. you're an incident guy to a certain degree, but not like incident after incident after incident after incident. So I feel like this is indicative of a deeper issue that's going on in your life right now, the fact that you're having so many incidents.
Huh. I don't know. I mean, the incidents are sort of landing on my lap. First incidents yesterday were more, I was laughing at the incident over anything else until it got like...
Can I say that when you laugh at an incident, it comes off a little bit more unhinged than you think?
No. You have to hear the story to understand.
Yeah, that's
what
basically
I mean.
The entire plot of the first Joker movie.
Yeah. I'm not just like, I wasn't being a crazy laugh. It was actually me and Josh were having a good time. But I got Josh pretty worked up, which was pretty funny. Which is pretty fucking great. So you want to tell your incident first, Lewis? You want me to tell one of mine?
Well, I would call this an almost incident. Okay. You know, incident or not incident, rape or not rape. Maybe we should make this.
Let's see, incident or not incident. Let's see if mine were incidents.
So I yesterday, first of all, shout out to fucking Sack Punchline, one of my favorite clubs that ever performed in front.
It's awesome. And it's a great place.
It's a great club.
It's a great club. Yeah.
All fans, the staff, all fans, like just great energy, you know, blue collar town. Fucking, I've never been to Sacramento.
Managers from Philly. She's great. Yep.
Yeah, they're awesome, dude. Really cool club. Shout out Sacramento Punchline. So there's no direct flights.
If they would just build that mall up around it, not make it like people have to walk into an abandoned like mattress store. Remember that place, Dave?
Yes. Yeah. That was a great club, though.
Great club.
Yeah, really cool club. Like, there's just great shape for a club, kind of long, wide, wide, mm-hmm. and like yep. low ceiling. Like, it's just, you know, that's the perfect shape. That's how you want it. So anyway, I have an early morning flight. Like I want to say, like 9:45 a.m. flight, and I'm about at that time in the morning. I give myself about 45 minutes to get to Newark. Even, you know, if there's no traffic, it's like 30 minutes to Newark. But if there's some traffic in the morning, I give myself about 45 minutes. And honestly, clear has sort of started sucking. So I don't show up an hour before the flight now. I show up an hour and 20 about before the flight. That's sort of about my window now.
Yeah.
So that's sort of where I'm pacing myself to get there, right?
You don't check bag, right?
Nope. Okay. Most of the time I don't. So I order the Uber.
Can I ask you, do you have your hands on your phone as you're recording?
Am I touching the
you could just
microphone?
Keep it still.
Oh, I see. Okay, No, I understand. I understand what you're
bouncing.
Saying.
You're bouncing.
I'm a little bouncy. I'm gonna roll another joint here in a minute anyway, so I'll go outside.
Yeah, you were so hot. You were so hot you had to fall asleep. Why not? Roll another joint.
He goes, guys, I can't. I have to.
Guys, I'm so stoned I don't even have the energy to roll this next joint. I'll power
so through. I order the Uber to go to Newark, right? And I'm kind of getting ready. I'm not really paying attention. And I see that on my ticket that it says Terminal B. This is a little bit too much information. It doesn't actually matter. But Terminal A and
Terminal B. Yeah, I don't think I've ever been to Terminal B.
Right. So then I'm going like, this is weird. And Uber's not even giving me the option to choose Terminal B. So I'm like, all right, I guess I'll just tell them when I get there. So then,
because it's numbers there, right?
No. It's still Terminal A, B, and C, but it doesn't matter. So here's the thing. I just noticed that it's a weird thing, and I think I'm like, wait a minute, shit. I was like, am I not at Newark? So then I go back into my ticket, and I see that I'm at LaGuardia. Now LaGuardia, it's technically closer than Newark Airport in miles, but if you have to drive into New York City during rush hour traffic, that's just the worst time to have to go to LaGuardia. So it's an hour and 20 minutes to get to LaGuardia. I changed the Uber time. So now the Uber is getting me to my flight exactly 55 minutes before the flight, which is just like the cutoff where it's like frustrating. I don't know if they have clear there, which they actually don't.
And you just know it's just going to be a panic now the entire time.
The whole morning now is just me.
LaGuardia
and
Delta? Oh, no. Main terminal.
LaGuardia, right. And, you know, I splurged. I booked first class on this one because it was a long flight. And I was like, I know it's early in the morning. I want to fucking sleep a little bit. So I'm like, fine, I'll still do it, though. I'll get there. I know I'll just have to cut everybody in line. I'll figure it out, right? So the Uber gets there. I have my bags. I go to the car. He goes to open the trunk and he goes, oh, where are you? You're going to LaGuardia? He's like, I'm not taking you. And I'm like, what? I was like, yeah, you are. He's like, no, I'm not. And I was like, sir, I was like, you're taking me. I'm going to miss my flight if you don't take me. He's like, sorry. And he cancels the thing right there. Doesn't even like say anything else. So then I'm like, you know, I'm just cursing at him. I'm like,
by the way, can I say one of the things about the Uber system that's infuriating is that they totally can do that. And if you do that, they charge you. I mean, I know it's not like a biggest fee, but they charge you, but you get nothing if they just cancel.
But every time you contact Uber, every time they'll give you your feedback.
Yeah, that's true.
Every single time.
Well, no, but there's not, you don't get, there's no fee to give back for that. Like, they didn't charge you. Oh, you're saying if you cancel. Yeah. Okay, fair enough. But it's annoying they can do that.
So then I'm just cursing at him. This is 8 o'clock in the morning, like in my nice New Jersey neighborhood. I'm just,
and this is the screaming. This is the bummer too, is that, oh wait, he drove you home first?
No, I didn't even get in. I didn't even get my bags in the car.
Oh, this is still at your house.
This is in front of my house.
Oh, I thought he took you to Newark and then.
Oh, no.
Okay, so
no,
in front of your house, you realize you got to make this change. And he just says no. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. He cancels, right? And then another.
And Uber's where you're at are like 15 minutes away always.
No, usually it's like 5, but this one, the next one was going to be 8 minutes. At this point, it's not happening. It's just I'm not going to get to the airport in time and I'm flustered. So at this point, I decide that I'm not going to let him go. So, like, I'm holding his door open, and I'm calling him a bitch and a piece of shit. And I'm like, no, you're not leaving. You're not going to leave until
you're going to now take me on the most awkward Uber ride of all time.
Nope. I know for sure, Lewis. You know, this is not the way to get the ride. You're giving up on the ride. Now it's just ruin his day.
You already canceled the ride. There's another Uber coming that's 8 minutes away. Now I want to ruin his day. But here's the thing. I know that he's like, this is the fucking system, dude. I can't. I want to spit on him. I want to hit him. I'm like, but there's no, it's a paper trail. There's no doing it. All I can do is kind of like mildly threaten. I didn't even threaten him. What I said was, ooh, I should beat your ass. That's not a threat, though. I said, I should. I didn't. And, but then I wouldn't let him go. And
society
then I realized,
would agree that I should beat your ass, but I won't.
I'm pretty sure if you hold a person against their will, that is
not
kidnapping.
Legal.
I'm pretty sure it's not legal. I kidnapped a man yesterday morning. And I consider that an almost incident.
That's an incident.
You had an incident.
You didn't. Lewis considers it an almost incident because he didn't get to the ransom note part of kidnapping. But for everybody else, that's an incident.
This could have been an incident if I made a phone call with a voice modulator.
Would you like to see Ahmed again?
For Lewis's, though, it's going
to
be like,
hey, if you want to see your buddy, then you better give me $200.
This shit is so, this lemon cherry gelato slugger's weed is fucking phenomenal.
Buddy, look, sluggers.
Is that what you're smoking?
Yeah.
Whoa. Get out of town.
Pre-rolls.
Yeah, they gave me pre-rolls too. I have a tin of these Koa pre-rolls. Yeah,
that's so cool. Their casing, their packaging is great.
Koa? Anyway.
Are you guys getting a portion of?
What do you say?
Are you guys selling stuff that I'm not getting any of the profits on? What's going
Sluggers,
on?
Sluggers, the best weed on the internet.
Sluggers, the only thing the illegal weed place down my block has still. They don't have Jeeters anymore. So my incidents that I will say are essentially incidents. I mean, I guess like if we only consider an incident being if it gets physical, then no one's. Well, then I have one incident, one not incident.
No, that's not the line.
Yeah, what is the standard of what is the line that the threshold that you cross that makes it an incident?
It's like,
what do you say?
It's like changing your day. No, I think it's like porn. It's just you know it when you see it type thing. Like there's not it's very hard to give a you could say reacting in anger publicly. It's just there's a situation where you could react in anger where we'd all go, no, it's not quite an incident yet. Lewis, you crossed the line of you were holding another man against his will.
How about this? If anybody
I gotta give that incident.
Here's an incident. If anybody saw it, that they would talk about it to somebody else. The next person they saw.
Or maybe
like,
better,
I just saw this shit.
Because that's almost a little bit up for interpretation who the person is, like how exciting is their life. Like, I don't know that if anybody saw me holding this guy, they'd be like, yo, I saw a guy holding another man hostage. I don't think they'd even care.
Yeah, but you're yelling and calling him a faggot and stuff. No, it's for sure. It's
maybe. Maybe how about this? I think for us, the standard of incident would be if it were caught on camera and released to the public, it would do damage to our reputation.
Okay, you know what? Let's not call these incidents anymore. Let's always just leave it up to, we'll tell it. We go, is this an incident?
Is this an incident? All right.
Lewis, I would say yours was an incident.
I'm the clear incident.
My vote's an incident. We should take it around the horn. Alex, Mike, incident or non-incident? Everyone gets a vote on the team?
Sure thing. Lewis's was an incident.
Was, okay.
Shut up, Alex.
G Mike?
Do you know, Mike's actually not here. I have Frank backup recording. I'm not sure if he's at the table, but.
No worries.
I'll vote for G Mike. I think he'd say incident.
Nice. So
it's a clear incident.
So I'll give my first incident, parentheses, incidents, because there's several incidents I sort of at the, so we went to go see Sting last night.
Oh, how was that?
Me and Christine, I wasn't as good as I was hoping it was going to be.
All right.
He sounds good.
Did he come out with like the baseball bat and the makeup like from the rafters, or how did it come out?
We made that joke where we said, what if we came for the wrong Sting and it just comes from the ceiling? No, this was Sting and a very Sting audience. I think Long Island fucking came in for this one, is what I would have to guess, to Brooklyn. Theater, first I'll say, is unfucking believable and not. It's a very big place, but it's not a lot of seats. It's damn, it was beautiful. The Paramount Theater, Dave?
Long Island?
You ever been? No. It's in Brooklyn. Right on Flatbush and DeKalb. I don't think I've ever been there. I think they redid it.
It's right by the Atlantic Center.
Yeah, they
like
redid
not too
it.
Far from there, yeah.
Flatbush and DeKalb, that's when I first moved to New York City. Yeah. That's where I lived. That was my stop. DeKalb Avenue stop on the queue.
DeKalb. DeKalb.
And then it was Junior's Cheesecake is where Forrest worked.
Absolutely. This theater is literally across the street from Junior's Cheesecake.
It's a great train stop. Like if you're a New York City guy, especially when you're young and broke, it's one stop out of Manhattan. So it's like
When I lived there, it was, check this out, Union Square, 14th Street to DeKalb. One stop.
No, it was always Canal Street.
Nope. They added Canal after. Swear to God. It was a big deal that they added Canal.
Canal.
Or maybe they were working on Canal for a year or two.
There might have been some work, but I did. Sure, I took that DQ line as a kid.
Because it's where I lived, it was the first place I lived. It was Union Square to home one stop. That was like the biggest deal to us.
So where the fuck you at, DeKalb?
I mean,
Jay, we got it.
DeKalbian Stallion.
I lived on Albee Square West. Was the name of my street right there. It was right off of DeKalb.
DeKalb.
Inside of that it was like a whole mall, that whole area. What was that area called?
The Atlantic Center.
No, but forget the Atlantic Center. If you go into the right, it was like all shopping, like Fulton.
Yeah.
Oh, like Flatbush.
Fulton Market.
Fulton Market. That's right. Fulton.
Yeah, I mean, we would sell tickets. Back in the day, we would sell tickets there. I mean, we would never, black people would not buy them. We would try to sell tickets there.
It was a pretty nice, like, built-up area as far as, like, commercially, but, I mean, like, still just pieces
now
of shit
I'm
everywhere.
Assuming if you go to Fulton Market and all that area, my assumption is it's majority white, and it's really expensive now.
Daytime.
Lewis was just selling tickets exclusively to Chris Rock in I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker. Give me half a ticket for 10 cents.
Could you rip it in half for a buck? So we... tell you what, started off great in the sense that went down to Brooklyn, encircling the block looking for a parking lot, open spot, legal, free. Nice. Wow.
What were you doing a show there? Oh, no, sorry. You were seeing Sting there. Yeah. I'm sorry. I forgot.
Well, that's the problem, Jay. Nothing in life is free. You had to pay the Reaper for that,
I did pay. That's right. Mm-hmm. It came back. The chicks came home to roost. We go into the concert, we get our seat with good seats, and we're like right off an aisle, maybe like.
So the deck is stacked in your favor at this point. Like everything is looking like it's coming up sunny and roses.
Here's what's going on. It's a theater that's not theater seating. They're chairs. They're like folding chair rows. So like everyone's in the same floor. So there's no like grading up at all, so people can see over each other.
Yeah.
And this is an audience full of rude phone as high as they can over their head, filming the entire show shit.
Yeah.
And look, like, it is what it is. And I'm not like really like gonna say something to somebody and shit like that, unless it was really like fucking getting on my nerves for a while. And I, even then I would kind of say it like, hey, would you mind if, you know? And then what happened was every time a song that anybody knew came on, all these fucking like goofy white Long Island people would pile into the aisle. Like they would run from like the back and pile into the aisle to like just hold their cameras up and film. And it's less, it wasn't as shitty for me as it definitely was for Josh and Christine with that happening. And then all, cause I'm taller and like, but also I'm just watching this thing. Something about this entitled like going up there was just like bugging the shit out of me. And then I just started getting Josh all hyped up on it. I'm like, he's fucking people. I'm like, we paid for these tickets, dude. And it's like, they're standing right in front of the thing. And we just see him being rude to other people, even all these like aisle shitheads.
You're the devil on Josh's shoulder.
Yeah,
you don't want to get Josh going.
Dude, well, it was great. Josh goes, so Josh, I'm getting them all worked up. And then we started at this point, we start doing, so I'm like, fuck, it's a stupid Sting crowd. So when people come in, he goes, go back to your seats. You got to go back to your seat, man. You don't sit there. And then they would turn around. We like give them like the get the fuck out of your seat. But we're being like semi-playful about it almost.
Yeah.
But also whatever. And then Josh
goes, we had an incident start playful.
Oh, yeah. So Josh goes, well, I know the GM.
You were proverbially slapboxing with the audience.
Yeah.
Like, it's just for fun. This is fun. We're slapboxing.
But I'm also like,
all right, Josh, that one stung a little bit. All right. Still having fun.
It's more of like they're just gonna fucking like they're just fucking douchebaggy people. They're not. It's not like a group where you could be like, I probably wouldn't be playing this game at like a Wu-Tang Clan concert to make the point. It's just more
Yeah, right. you're a racist and a pussy.
Yeah, I'm a racist pussy. Some people would call that smart and smart. No, so it's like, but yeah, this guy, which is a thing. So we're kind of doing that, everybody. And then Josh goes, you know, he's like, he knows the GM there. It's like, so he's like, he messages her. And he's like, yo, you should send a security down here. There's so I told Josh, I called Josh Karen Myers. I go, send some security down here. So security comes in and we start getting like super hyped and excited as they come down. They're like, you got to go to your seat. You got to go to your seat. And then we start finding like long-term enemies because you know, the same people keep doing it once we know they've already been tossed, but they keep coming down. These are like, you know, somewhere between like 30s and 50s year old people. Like these are adults that are just, it's so funny them trying to buck like the rules, and they're just such like,
that is what's funny too. Yeah, it's not 19 year olds jamming out to Message in a Bottle. It's
right,
adults.
Right. And so I'm saying it's so funny watching these adults have like the fucking fuck it, I don't care, I'm going to go sneak down again. It just seems weird to me. And again, don't care as much as you're just like, it's just funny to watch them all get like tossed. So because they are, by the way, what you're seeing is a lot of people complaining that they are blocking them. And yeah, like, but they're not saying anything about it. So when the security comes down, we're kind of making a big thing. We're like, yeah, get the fuck out. So... Now it's our personal mission. Every time the thing's boring. So at one point I went out to smoke a cigarette and Josh and Christine came with me. I go, yo, I'll bet you $20 when we get back to our seat. Someone's sitting in our seat. Like this place is crawling with people trying to get up front. And so when we go back to our seats, there is this fucking lady and Josh is like, yo, get up. And then she walks by. I go, you dumbass. As she walked by this lady. And then she goes, which is funny, didn't even make sense. She goes, oh, calm down. You guys have been smoking the whole time. What? Which was not even true at all. We went outside just literally then to smoke. And so
she's
she was
kind of
like,
right. You were smoking.
I was smoking, but not in my seat. And so she leaves. But again, it's just all like laughable at this point because I'm like,
maybe she thought you guys were smoking like, you know, like I'm smoking like the mask.
It is smoky. You guys have been sitting here smoking hot the whole show. Okay, so I had to get a little closer
to you. Really, really cool, like the mask.
So, whatchamacallit? So then, this one dude comes up, just like bald, like shorter, looks like a cop or some sort, and probably in his 40s. And he goes up there and starts filming, and I was like, look at this guy filming like a fucking chick. And Josh is like, go back to your seat or whatever. And then the guy over his shoulder while he's filming starts giving like the finger like that, like to, and really it is to Josh.
He's doing the thing where he's scratching his face.
Yes. No. He's filming like this.
No, I understand, but like, yeah.
Yeah. He's doing like the old, like, fuck. Yeah. Which is like, again, like laughable. And he goes, and then he's like, and then we're doing like, fuck you, dude. You got to get out of here. Like, again, we're being like just dicks to a dick, basically. And when he turns around, he goes, I got what I needed, man. What's the big deal? I'm like six rows back. And I go, well, go there. I go, get better seats or something like that. And he's like, yeah, he goes, go fuck yourself. How about that? And I was like, oh. And then he starts like walking back to his seat and like, blowing kisses and just doing all that shit. And then
like and blowing kisses at you.
Like me and Josh, I guess, or yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just like a fight. So it was just, so then Josh, I go to Josh, I go, dude, you know, the GM, dude, get him kicked out. And I'd be telling you if I was irate in this situation. This wasn't me irate. It was really like a fucking, like, this is just funny. Like, cause there's so many chunks of songs that are shitty that I don't know that you're like, this is real. I'm talking to Christine.
Can I play devil's advocate for just a minute?
Sure.
You don't care or like this music. These people really do. Why are you trying to get them kicked out? Just leave them alone.
No, it's not true. I do care about the music, the songs I like.
I'm just saying, like, you can't have this guy removed.
No. I just, well, now he was a douchebag, so it's been funny if he would have gotten removed. It's so funny because he didn't, but the thing was, I didn't know what he said at first, but I get Josh, I go, yo, you should go get him kicked out, dude. You know the lady. And he's like, yeah. And what he does is on his way out, though, he stops by the guy to go. He goes, listen, man, I know the GM, so you're about to get booted or whatever. And like, you know, you're about to get kicked out. And then he went and said something to the manager or whatever, got scared. And then he came back and I was like, I go, they boot him. He goes, yeah, they said they're booting him. And I just looked back five different times over the course of the night and looked right at him. I was like, Josh, he's not booted. Like, you just told me he was getting booted, went and told on him, and then nothing happened is the worst.
Oh, there's no worse position to be in. Well, you messed with the wrong guy because I know the teacher, and then you can tell.
And then
that's so brutal.
And he was with his chick, I guess. And she, so for the last song of the night, it was pretty funny. Like, or the second last song, she came up to like film in the aisle, which was like he sent her this time. Like, he didn't come back. And then, when we were walking past him, when we were going out, like, we were walking down the aisle, it was good timing. Like, the guy like came out of the aisle at the same time, and I just bodied him back into his chair, and I was like, pardon, faggot. and nothing came of it at all, but it was just like, it was an incident, though. I'd say
the bodying at the end kind of makes it an incident. By the way, Lewis, our friend Jay has been trying to get people kicked out of things left and right over the last week.
Jay's
new thing.
All justified. Everyone's getting kicked out. Ever since we went there, people didn't see that. Did we ever release the thing when we kicked everybody out of the ad reads of Miss Gangsta one time? I got the juice. I got the juice, dude. I got the juice, dude. The power. So that's incident number one. Then,
hold on. We're going to vote.
Sure.
On incident. I'm going to say Jay bodying him back into his seat at the end makes it an incident. I think anytime you actually get physical, I can't say it's not an incident.
I'm going to say not only is it an incident, I am completely on the side of everyone else in this story.
Sure.
It does seem like I'd almost have to be there. I'm not getting it from the description of I'd have to be there in the theater to see like how much it's like, I don't feel like they're supposed to be here or something. But
they did. It was an obnoxious thing. They were like people genuinely, even though we were fucking around, a lot of people in front of us, like especially girls and stuff, were like thanking us because like they didn't want to say because like people were being pretty obnoxious about it. It was actually kind of shitty what they were doing, but also who gives a fuck? But it was funny as hell. And then like whatchamacallit. So then we left and we stood in front of Junior's for a few minutes. Like maybe we'll go to Junior's. And I was like, let's get back closer to the house. We're dropping Josh off, and there's a new 24-hour diner two blocks from Josh. On 3rd and 3rd and 22nd, a new 24-hour diner, which is rare in New York.
Lewis, so. You got to stop.
Yeah, dude.
It's very difficult to watch, dude.
I'm walking, hold on, from outside to inside. You have to give me 10 seconds to be able to do that.
I know your phone's the wrong direction. There you go.
I mean, I don't know. It's not like you're literally complained after 5 seconds of me literally closing a door and coming and
it's
sitting
just, down. Dude, it makes me nauseous.
You
to
stay
see,
mobile.
And it's a show.
You stays mobile. So yeah, if you want to say so, that's yeah, I would agree. It's incident for sure. It ended up being an incident because it was like
Now, Lewis, you're on the other side of this, but you don't think I could see that you're not. You don't think that would piss you off if people were doing that in a concert, like blocking your view when they're not supposed to be there?
By the way, if it was general admission, this would never. I would. This is not even a thing you discuss at all. If it's general
the
admission,
only thing I'll say, maybe I might get annoyed. I just feel like if there's a bunch of people doing it, and that's sort of what everyone's doing.
No, it wasn't everyone. It wasn't everyone. It was like a very certain like 15 people. You kept seeing the same people over and over again, and the security kept sending them back, and they just would be like, "Fuck you," and come right back.
I had a guy. I got him to the flight yesterday, and there was a guy. Oh, this is on the other side of it. Like, I ended up missing my flight, so I had to get booked on another flight. I had to pay $400 more to not even be in first class, to be at the back of both flights. So I had to get a connecting flight, and I had to be at the back of the plane. And then when I get to row 30 at the back of the plane, and I'm just with an Indian family, and the father just decided that he's not going to shower for 2 weeks before this flight.
He told you that? Warning, fair warning. I haven't showered for 2 weeks.
The entire fucking plane stunk like shit. So then,
well, at least your area.
So, I don't know if this is an incident. I'm loudly saying, "Who stinks? Who stinks?" I know who it is. I'm looking at him. I'm loudly going, "Somebody back here really stinks. How rude is that? That somebody would not shower when they're flying with so many other people." And then I tried to get them to move me to the front of the plane, and they did not have a seat for me. And then something happened. I guess like they turned the ventilation on, and the smell kind of dissipated. But that's crazy, dude, to fucking have body odor on a flight.
Oh yeah, I've seen it though. I've smelled it.
I've smelled it before. I obviously the worst one is like in taxi cabs in New York City. Like I feel like one out of four of them are just like a guy who's stinking up the. And it is a thing where I almost wonder sometimes. Like I'm like, do you not shower? But because sometimes it's so bad
no,
that like I
and
can't
I love
imagine.
It's hot.
But like I just can't imagine. You know what I'm saying? When you smell body odor like that. Where you're like, there's no way you took soap and water to your body today. Like a body couldn't produce this smell if you cleaned it with water and soap. And so I don't know. Maybe it's what they're eating and they could just produce that smell every day, even though they're
showering. I won't say a name, but I did date a girl who had a forever armpit odor.
Really?
Like like really bad, pungent, smelly. I saw her recently. And I dated her years ago. This is like literally
brought back all the smells.
This bitch,
sense memory.
Dougie, she had just sour fucking ass armpits. And I remember like one time I took a shower with her.
Text
right?
me, dude. Text me and Dave.
Dave,
I
you know,
exactly, I know who it is.
You know who it is because she probably there's probably rumors in high school about her stinking. She smelled so bad.
Okay, I'm back.
You know exactly what it is, Jay. And but I remember one time, like early, like in our relationship, like I took a shower with her, and I was like trying to like sexually like wash her. And I remember just, like getting into her armpits and being like,
"Oh, let me get those titties and then a little bit of the pits. Let me get the pits too."
With a loofah, I was trying to scrape away the dead skin cells. This bitch, wait, is that a thing? I've never actually Googled it. I got to talk to ChatGPT about it later on. but fucking, I wonder what disorder that is. That has to be a specific like.
It's like your bad. It's like your body's chemical balance is off.
I've never met another person in my life who had forever armpit odor.
All right, but let's stop beating around the bush. Indian people, do they not shower,
or is it
do
forever
they just
armpit
smell?
Odor? Yeah, that's
it's,
interesting.
I think it's a lack of shower.
Or what they eat? Does it sweat out?
Is
do
it
they
just
not
like
deodorant?
Constant? Is it just like if you eat naan every day, are you just going to start to pour it out?
And
Alex,
they like
this
it.
Is the food,
and they like it hot.
Alex, can you please just chat GPT, see if they'll answer this question. Why do Indian people smell?
You may have to go to Google on this one. Might be a little too politically incorrect for ChatGPT.
But why do they smell? It's a crazy thing because you're right, dude. I always take it as a personal affront. Like this Indian guy on the flight, I was like, dude, you fucking scumbag. How dare you not shower before you're flying?
This is the way my people are. I cannot do anything about it.
If it's just him, that's like, then I kind of feel bad. But that's also crazy. Then those people should be exterminated from society. I will say not
Indian This people. Is how people smell.
It's not Indian people. It is people that have forever body odor. We should put them down. We shouldn't have them procreate and move on. That's fucking crazy. Yeah.
So just to be clear, we're not being racist here. This is a smell-based test.
Let's see. ChatGPT says, hold on. I think it's important to be careful what we talk about from any group of people or background, generalizing or making up. Come on, Alex.
Fucking cucks.
Jesus Christ. Hold on. Where I'm trying to get back to my...
That's really great.
By the way, it did answer the question.
It does say, India, spices like cumin, turmeric, and curry are often used in cooking, which may influence body odor for some people. But it doesn't mean it's universally true for all kinds of... It is funny. So at the end, they go, look, all right, they stink. But like... there's a reason, so chill.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Based on their background. Yeah. Not based on their background.
Would you have said something if somebody smelled near you on a flight?
No.
Like so bad that like your nose hairs are burning.
No, I would like I wouldn't say anything. I'm more the passive aggressive in that where I just like, you know, put a fucking try to pull my shirt over my nose or something like just like obnoxious.
But well,
like,
I loudly complained about it, being like, I can't believe one of these people. And then like I tried to get like other people in the row around me to like be on board with me. I was like, right guys, am I right? And they were like, dude, you're being fucking obnoxious. And I was like, what? This guy stinks though.
Well, it's funny. My second incident almost involves the same, like it's the choice of to say something or not. My second incident.
All right. Let's hear. I would say Lewis's that one, I'm going to vote not incident.
Almost
not quite
incident.
An incident. Almost. Incident. Very close, but not.
You invited an incident, but an incident never arrived.
Yeah.
I set the table for an incident.
You did. You did. So my second incident, we go to this 24-hour diner by Josh. We walk in, table for three. They sit us down. Me and Christine.
This is you, Christine, and Josh again.
Yeah. Me and Christine facing one direction, which is towards the booths, and Josh is facing us. And the booth we happen to be set next to is what I believe to be a goth dude, like a skinny goth dude, and like a chick who looked like kind of like a hippie dippy chick, and they're making out, like it's like wildly obnoxious how hard they're making out.
Hell yeah, get it fucking Mordecai.
Yeah, almost that's my take on it too. I'm just like, Jesus fucking Christ. But then several times literally while we're like ordering like drinks or whatever, like,
how old are they, by the way, like ballpark?
20s, 25, 26. Right. The guy starts then like going like between her legs, like over her pants, and like really like rubbing her pussy like hard. And at the point we're watching that, we're like, Jesus Christ, dude, like, fucking chill out a little bit. And then they stop for a couple seconds, and then they start, like, making out again really hard or whatever. And then Josh gets up to go to the bathroom, and me and Christine are just sitting there. And the girl literally like, positions herself, like, tucks into the guy so the guy can reach around and put his hand between her legs and start, like, playing with her pussy and shit. And they're making out hard. And then I just went, all right, yo. Like... And they literally come out of that like, what? And I go, come on. I was like, that's a lot, man. And I go, if it's like a fucking restaurant. And I'm like, what? I go, I mean, you're like fingering your chick like in a restaurant. That's pretty wild. And they go, oh my God, like, why are you looking? I'm like, well, this is where they sat us. But I mean, like, you're making a bit of a spectacle. I go, and they go, I think you're making everybody here uncomfortable. I go, you think I'm making everybody here uncomfortable? I go, that was wacky what you were doing. Like, you're fingering your chick at a table. Stop, that's all. And then they were like, I can't believe it. And they're going, and they're just like, I was not being fingered. I know who I am and I know what I was doing. I go, yeah, I don't know what you think it's called, but that's called fingering at a table. And
To be fair, Jay, I don't think it is called fingering. I think a finger's got to penetrate in order for it to be
Sure.
called
Fair
fingering.
enough. Fair enough.
He was rubbing his chick's puss at the table.
Either way, so then what's
Excuse me,
funny
there's a
is.
little bit of pectoral stimulation, sir.
So here's what's
I just
fucking.
like if that was their argument, like really hang on.
So I go, and I go, yeah, I don't know. I was like, eat your food. Like, eat your food. It's like, just stop. And they were like, but I don't know why you're saying that. I wasn't doing anything like that. I don't, we were making out. And I'm like, yeah, all right, just eat your food. And then they're like, they go, and then the girl goes, I mean, oh my God, like, would you do this if we were straight? And that's what I realized. I go, oh, I thought that thing was a dude. I go, if I'm being honest.
Oh,
And
they
then,
were
did you say that?
lesbos.
Huh?
Did you say that? Oh, that's crazy.
I go, I thought that thing was a dude. So I go, there you go. I go, no, it turns out I wouldn't care at all. And they're like, oh my God. And it's just like, and then they come over to us. They go, would you guys like to move tables? And I was like, no, we're fine right here. And we sat there. And then just like at one point, they were like, this girl's just like, I could just see this. The girl's like staring at us. And I go, yes. And she was like, oh, I can't believe you just, I go, yeah, it's over. He stopped doing it. So I was like, he stopped doing it. So it's, or you said you stopped doing it. So it's fine. And like what? And then I went outside to smoke a cigarette, and the host of the restaurant, the diner, was like a very fruity gay guy. And I could just see when we went outside, like that he went over to them right away and was kind of like, I'm sorry you have to deal with that kind of. And that's what fucking got really annoying about the whole thing, was watching the narrative in this room change to like hate crime because two lesbians are just doing, which by the way, I think it was a guy transitioning to a woman, is what it actually was. But
This is all confusing.
no, for sure. But either way, I'm just like the whole thing about if like, would you care if it was straight? It's like, and when I was like, oh, I thought that was like, it didn't matter that I said that. The rest of the night, like that's the for the next week, they keep talking about. We went to a restaurant, and some fucking Trumper. It's like it's gonna be right away. It's like some Trumper Nazi hated that two girls were kissing in
Well,
a thing. It's like, oh
here's
my
the
God.
you the problem is you give them the out though. To say, when you say like, oh, I thought that thing was a dude, now you literally make yourself wrong in their mind. And the only thing they're going to take away from that, instead of you just being right, and then, so that's just.
Oh, they're gonna take away from it that you're a Trump supporter, but on the bright side, once Trump gets back in, all this stuff's gonna be cleaned up.
It's all just going to be done. The world's a better
Don't you
place.
worry. We're gonna clean the
Don't
streets
you
up. There's not gonna be any more of that fucking like
worry.
psycho scissoring happening at the fucking at the old diners. It was such a funny thing. Just by the way, I'm telling you, for 7 minutes of it, we were just like, Jesus Christ, these two are
I
going
do
at
think
it.
there's
And then
something there's
we just
something
got no
funny.
position, like to get in the position so we could like put his hands down in front of her fucking thing. You're like, yo, dude, come on, man. I'm getting ready to order onion soup. Chill out. I don't think it was a crazy request.
French.
No, it was Greek onion soup they called it, and it was awful.
What? That's crazy.
The whole
I didn't even
fucking
know there was
place,
another onion
the whole
soup.
place sucked. When we were leaving, the guy was like, hope you guys come back real soon. And I go, if I come back in here, it'll be to burn this place to the ground. You support these fucking weirdos and their actions, their public sex actions, they're
It's just
pervert
funny
freaks.
that it's real funny that if it's a dude transitioning to a chick and they're like, oh, I bet you wouldn't say anything if we were a straight couple. And you're like, you are. You
Yeah,
are a straight couple.
exactly. Fuck. Yeah, I started when I started to look closer, you'd see like the bumps all over the cheeks, like from like trying to get rid of the facial hair forever. But yeah,
Well,
yeah, they were awful. When they got, I thought when they got up and left that they were gonna. What was really funny was, the gay host went over to him at one point, and I saw him put something on their table. And I'm going to Christine and Josh. I'm going, first of all, to think we're homophobic. I mean, Christine's a big dyko. And then I got painted fingernails, and Josh's hair is dyed platinum blonde. It's a funny grouping to be like, what are you guys, homophobic? But we're doing a bad job of it.
true.
But I thought,
That's
oh, when,
my critique of you guys.
yeah, when the guy came over to give them something, I said to them, I go, oh, now they're like probably giving them some kind of like extra this, or it was money off the bill or something, because they were, he's gay and he understands the victimization of blah 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 blah. And then 2 seconds later, a guy came over to us and gave us, he was just giving us wet naps. He just gives everybody wet naps like from the restaurant. I was like,
oh. Well, he was giving them to them because they had to clean their fingers.
yeah. He gave to them before they ate. He gave to us after. But I will say, when they left, I thought she was going to make some fucking big old, like, pissed off dyke kind of statement. And they just left, which I will give credit for.
You can't say you're not homophobic and say big old pissed off dyke statement in the next sentence.
Sure, I can. I don't care that they were lesbians. I'm just describing her.
Jay loves pissed off dyke statements. He's just saying he was hoping to get one.
I'm just saying, you get what I'm saying? Them. Like, you, I don't give a shit. I'm homophobic. But you can't deny me homophobic. I mean, from their standard, yeah, 100%. Like, whatever they would cast the
oh, I don't, but I, yeah, well, I'm saying I don't really subscribe to that. I'm not, thing. I'm not a racist. I'm not a homophobe.
I don't dislike gay people. From my perspective, I don't consider myself being homophobic. But from the gay perspective, for sure, they'd be like, yeah, that guy's super bigoted. He uses all the words you're not supposed to use, which trigger gay people. Like, you know, this is like, yeah, but by every standard, from their perspective, you're.
Yeah, but we also do that for fat people and Asian people and whatever else.
Yeah, but we're racist.
Yes, we hate them.
We're hateful people.
No, we hate it is all not of that them, at all. Jay. I do not subscribe to that idea.
No,
at
but
all.
You we're saying the same thing right now. I agree. From our perspective, we're just kidding. We're not hateful. But
now take that perspective and make it gay.
I'm just saying there's no perspective. I'm not saying people don't have perspectives on it. I'm just saying, like, anyone's perspective on it is that just goes these blanket, like, you're a racist and you're a homophobe is just
yeah.
Wrong.
These words, the words so don't say, mean anything.
I'm saying it's wrong. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I'm a little racist and a little homophobic, just depending on what the situation is. And there's a spectrum, right? And I think that we're all definitely on. I mean, I think everyone's on the spectrum of.
I'd say we have racist Aspergers for sure.
Yeah, we're fucking. Dude, are you kidding me, dude?
No, but I think I mean almost on the most basic level.
We should all start and love on the racist spectrum.
That old Patrice bit was so great because that's what I mean. Like, that's the most basic of it, right there described. Like, you know, he had the one if you know, he sees like 10 bald white dudes walking down the street, he's not going to assume they're coming from the cancer ward. Like, he's going to go, like, fucking white supremacist, I'm getting out of here.
Yeah, of course.
And I'm saying,
that's
the idea,
your point.
But I'm saying, like, of course, no, but we all have that. You're like, hey, if your car breaks down in like the fucking South Bronx, like, I don't know, man, try to wait, probably wait in your car until you can get a cop somehow because it's super dangerous, is how it would feel. But I mean, like,
that's the one time we're being not white rules. But guess I'm going to go get help.
Oh, yeah. Blend in. Yeah.
I just walk along the walls.
I just walk by people and go, Odele. 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 He goes, this is a black neighborhood, motherfucker. I go, oh, shit. Wrong neighborhood, dog.
You grab the oil can out of your trunk. You start rubbing it on your face. You're like, I'm going to blend in.
I'm going to blackface. Are you doing blackface? No, Holmes. This is black.
Yeah, but anyway, whatever. Like, yeah, I think that we're on the, without a doubt, on the racist spectrum. And
but my point being with the girls, with the girls of that fucking diner, it was just like, it's just funny how they become, it's nothing to do with that. If it was the couple behind
you do with it when you start using those words, and I don't give a shit, like, more power to you, but when you say, I thought that was a he, then you literally, all the point of you being right gets thrown out the window and they walk away from it going, that guy was just wrong and that guy was an asshole. And that's why that's the reality. So just be right as opposed to making yourself wrong for no reason from anyone's perspective. You can simply
just be
right.
Did you guys, when Jay put that gun up your butt, did you have like a Freaky Friday moment? Did you guys switch personalities on me?
I don't understand. Jay- I'm understanding saying I thought that was, if it's just the truth.
You know what you're doing there in that moment. It's like, you know.
What do you mean?
You're being provocative to them.
Saying I thought that was a guy?
Yeah.
But I don't understand how they just said, would I do it if you were straight? I was like, I didn't know you weren't I didn't know you were a lesbian couple or whatever. You said
I thought that was a he.
No, I said I thought that was a guy.
Your quote was that thing.
I thought that thing was the guy. That's right.
Christine's not here. I was going to double check, ask her. I don't know if I said that thing. Well, that might have been embellishment for the thing. I don't know if
care.
I said that thing.
I'm bigoted, but you can't say, you have to understand why they would walk away thinking you're bigoted.
No, I don't care they walked away thinking I was bigoted ultimately. It's to me more of like that's the point of the victim mentality is like it couldn't be possibly because you're getting fingered in a restaurant. It's because you're lesbians. That's what I'm saying. Like to even go there in their mind,
Yeah,
like that's
and
retarded.
what I'm saying is that you just make you ruin your point with them, and you're not getting through to anybody by saying that. And once again, I'm playing devil's advocate. I don't care. You're gonna punch them and spit in their fucking face. I literally don't give a shit.
Well,
I'm
they're
just saying
girls and
if you wanna,
stuff.
you can't like be like, oh, they have a victim mentality. It's like, no, the story for them is there was a bigoted guy who said some bigoted shit to them, as opposed to literally guy being like, hey, I'm trying to eat here. You guys are like being super like sexual,
Right.
which is how it started.
Perception is reality, but that's not reality. That's what I'm
Yeah, but
saying.
look, Jay's got a look. There's definitely a point to like Jay saying they immediately jump to the like, oh, you wouldn't say this if we were a straight couple, which
Yeah.
is like kind of crazy. So they did that before Jay said anything. And that's pretty crazy
Absolutely.
given that it's like, yo, you guys are like fondling each other in a fucking diner. That's a weird
The
thing to
second
do.
I
So it
found out it
shouldn't,
was
the
two
issue
women,
isn't that.
the second I found out it was two women, I would have started coming. So
Well, when I said
that's
before,
how Lewis would handle it.
I did
That's
say at our
his.
ta I did say at our table, I go, if I knew it was two girls and if they were hotter, I probably wouldn't have said anything. And the girl's like, I could hear you. I'm like, fine.
She goes, I said you were ugly. I didn't say you can't hear.
Yeah, it's an incident, Jay, for sure.
Sure, I said it. Two
Definitely an
incidents.
incident.
Two
Unquestionably
incidents.
an incident.
Two incidents.
Coincidence? Two incidents.
Coincidence? Two incidents?
So
I think
why are
so.
you having more than usual incidents these days, Jay? What is going on? Are you under a
I
lot of
don't
stress?
know.
You do have a lot going on.
I do have a lot going on, but no. Well, I said incident at the Sting thing was not really. That was more of like a laughable thing ultimately. But the other thing though, and then the
Getting
Skankfest,
spit on,
incidents was.
wasn't your fault. That was that one. The incident found you. You had no responsibility in that
Security
one.
guard at the
Security
circa.
guard is a little bit on you. You. It sounded like you took it to being pissed off pretty
I had
quickly.
a very short fuse on his bullshit, but he
Can I
was
just
being a
say,
cunt first.
I just Josh. Josh didn't have his dog's papers with him. He didn't have his thing. The security guard's doing his job.
Understood. No. I didn't have any problem with
And
that.
to be honest with you, Josh shouldn't be bringing his fucking stupid dog to Skankfest. I talked to Rebecca about this. I was like, Josh, you don't really have
No, he
epilepsy.
tried. He tried. He tried to get a sitting. He couldn't. The sitter couldn't take the dog.
No, I understand, but you still can't bring a fucking dog to Skank. Like it's borderline abuse to the dog.
Well, when he
Is
brought the dog to Skankfest, that's one thing already. Yeah, but I was. This was just. He came downstairs
No,
for
but
two
here, the
seconds.
point that I'm making is that fucking like you're I understand that Josh is allowed to take his dog into places because he has papers that says it's a service dog, but we all know that's a lie. It's just Josh skirting the system.
Buddy,
So
I have no problem with that at all. I have no problem with the
no,
guy
let me make my
questioning.
point though. Let me make my point. So don't bring him to Skankfest. I know, like I'm the guy who's running, like I know you're skirting the system, so you don't get to bring your dog to Skankfest. You don't need your dog.
For sure. But this is hotel. This is not Skankfest. At the thing. This is back at the hotel, I'm saying. And what happened with that is with the guy, oh God. Now I'm getting dizzy.
Guys, just turn the turn me off, I guess, Alex. When I said thanks, turn me off on
Just
them for a second.
such a funny thing to say with your eye right close. Turn me
Are you
off.
gonna clip your toenails on the
I did clip my.
phone?
I had one toenail that was hurting that I had to clip.
Good God.
I'm back.
What was I just saying?
So you're saying it was the way the security guard
Oh no,
handled it
so
or
that's why I
something
said
like
at
that?
first thing when he came over and asked, it made total sense to me. What's going on? Josh goes, oh, I left her vest upstairs. But I'm just picking up food and getting out of here. And then the guy was like, she's a service dog. And he was like, yeah. And he goes, what service do you provide? You're actually not allowed to do that. But even when he did that, I was like, whatever. And Josh goes, epilepsy. And then he started going, so the dog provides you epilepsy. And that's when he said, but it was the second or third time he
I
said that where
remember
I was
now.
like, what are you doing, dude? That's what my therapist turned around and goes, why are you being a fucking cunt? Like, what's like, either tell him he has to get off the floor or whatever. This weird, like, dick waving thing you're doing is retarded. But yes, I was quick to anger for sure. But he was being a
You were
cunt.
watching a black boy learn what
Yeah,
epilepsy is, And sorry, Jay, they learn a different way than we do.
It's a learning experience.
I don't like Jay being having incidents. I got to be honest with you. I hate it, Jay. Let's not talk about your incidents anymore. And it actually bums me out. It's not fun.
What?
It's not silly. Do you feel like you're being dethroned?
Like you're
no, I don't think I'm being dethroned. I just feel like when I have an incident, it's kind of like, you know, I'm fucking, I don't know. Maybe I'm just more wrong.
This is the fact that you're wrong in the incidents.
Yeah, maybe. Let's do plugs real quick.
I'm surprised, Lewis, because you have one thing I've always thought we shared was an innate need for justice.
Yeah, I just feel like your justice line is weirdly closer than it usually is. I usually see eye to eye with you on certain things. And honestly, the dog thing is something that, like, and I've talked about this on Real Ass Podcast plenty. Like, I hate people. Like, and I don't care if it's a blind person with a service dog. I'm like, I don't fucking buy it, dude. Is this guy really blind? Dude, I can't stand, because every time it's just some dumb bitch that wants to bring their dog into a space that I'm in that it shouldn't be in, but they decided that the justice here is the fact that Josh is skirting the system. So I'm looking at that. I'm going, no, justice needs to be served on Josh. And that security guard was serving justice on Josh. And then you got in the way of that, Jay.
So you got in the way of justice.
No.
You prevented justice.
I served justice.
No, you prevented justice.
You're wrong. You're being
an
naysayer.
I'd like to introduce formal charges against Jay for obstructing justice.
Lewis is going devil's advocate on all of my incidents.
No, I'm not. I swear to God, Jay, usually when I'm with you on an incident, I'm with you on an incident. I wouldn't lie. I would not lie.
The thing about it is that I do understand. Look, even I have a bit of this in me. Maybe not as much as you two guys. Definitely not at this, like, at my age now. But there is something where when someone comes up, if they're just talking to your boy in a shitty way, there's kind of no telling how you might just, you know what I mean? Like whether they're right or wrong for the initial thing, once he keeps kind of grilling them about epilepsy and is just saying retarded shit, I can understand getting
fucked. If Josh over-complained and the guy's first thing was like, well, if he doesn't have the vest, I'm sorry, you can't have her down here and you have to go. And Josh was like, come on, man. And he just kept going and go, Josh, go. Like, put the dog upstairs or I'll get the stuff for you and bring it down. Like, I wouldn't have argued that. It was that he was being a dickhead, and unnecessarily, because nobody was being a dickhead to him.
Let's do plugs that. And let's move on. I don't want to just rehash the same story again. Let's do some plugs. Dave?
You're listening to this Friday, then tonight and tomorrow night, I will still be out here at the Detroit House of Comedy.
Nice.
Getting excited for this weekend out here. I had a great time last year.
Get some mom's spaghetti, dude.
You know, I've never gotten it before, but I heard
it's terrible.
It's really overrated.
Yeah, I heard it's terrible.
It's nothing. It's like, I don't really feel like making a trip to get something that I would never go out to get.
Also, spaghetti is just the one thing in the world that it's easy.
It's shitty spaghetti in a Chinese food box. I would say if you're going to get it, just get it like to see it and take a bite. But Detroit-style pizza does rule.
All right, maybe I'll get some
pizza. Detroit, I mean, Dave, you're not really smoking weed these days, but fuck, man. Right. Detroit has the best weed prices in the world.
Well, there you go.
In the world.
And then next is Kansas City. I'll be out there at the Comedy Club of Kansas City. Another great club. Looking forward to it. Laugh It Up Poughkeepsie, Helium in Philadelphia. And then I just added Bozeman, Montana, and the Houston Punchline. Those are both up on my website. I think I got a couple more dates that haven't been put up on the site yet. Oh, we added a second show at Helium. Then the link should be up either today or tomorrow. And then part of the problem.com, that's the home for the Part of the Problem podcast. My specials are up for free on YouTube if anyone hasn't seen them yet. That's all.
Hell yeah.
Go ahead, Lewis.
Come see me live on the road. Go to lewisofskanks.com to grab tickets. The tour's been going great. You're watching live. Next weekend, I will... Thank you, Alex. I appreciate that because I don't have a shitty memory. Next weekend, I will be in Portland, Maine, Boston, Massachusetts, and New Britain, Connecticut. That's the 17th, 18th, and 19th of October. And then the week after that, with Zach Amico in Baltimore, Maryland, and Washington, D.C. Toronto coming up in November. A bunch of other dates coming up. Just go to lewisofskanks.com. Grab those tickets. Check out all the other pods I do. Real Ass Podcast. Whoops, I'm sorry. The new Lewis and Zach show. No longer the Real Ass Podcast. The Regs and Story Wars right here on the Gas Digital Network.
BigJComedy.com for all my dates. If you're listening to this live, I have this weekend's one more night in Poughkeepsie. Poughkeepsie Laugh It Up Comedy Club. Josh is actually going to be on those shows with me, too. It's going to be fun ones. After that, Buffalo, New York, Helium. I have Bricktown Comedy Club, Oklahoma City. I'm all over the place, everybody. Look for a city near you. Austin, Texas, Mothership. Also, Louisville Comedy Club. Houston, Texas. Helium in Philly. That's Thanksgiving weekend. Palm Beach Improv. I'm all over the place. And we're going to have some... and it's being worked on. I spoke to my team today to get figuring out what we're doing for New Year's Eve. Got a couple things on deck. So,
and then we're doing the night before Thanksgiving, we're doing Story Wars.
And the night before Thanksgiving, we're doing Story Wars in Philadelphia. Yeah, we're going to do that Wednesday night after my headline show there. We're adding a Story Wars to the weekend. So it's going to be very, very fun. It's going to be great guests on that one. I'm certain of it. So look for a city near you. Listen to The Bonfire 5 days a week. Faction Talk with me and the great Robert Kelly. And, of course, Story Wars here on Gas Digital Network.
Can we make it a web series teaching David to drive?
Oh, dude, I would love to teach David to
drive. Dude, we should both.
I'm a bad teacher.
No. This is a great web series. A spinoff to Legion of Skanks is teaching David to drive. It is me and you both competing to teach David to drive.
I suggested this a long time ago.
Winner.
Did you?
Yeah. Get to put a fucking gun in the butt of the loser.
Whoever teaches Dave how to drive better.
Yep. It's just impossible to measure.
It's impossible to know. He'll be better whoever goes second.
The loser has to shift the gear with their asshole.
Loser has to get a gear shift up the ass.
They have to do the 3-minute drive from your house to Wawa, and they can only shift with their asshole.
Someone else has to work the pedals. It's complicated, but we'll make it happen. Oh, that'd be great. But I'm saying it would be fun. I think just us taking turns or just going together teaching Dave how to drive would be funny because I'm not a good teacher. I get very, like, if it's something I do understand, I get very quickly like, how are you not understanding this? That's why I wasn't good at teaching how to ride a bike at all, because I'm like, I don't know, man. Balance.
Is it too young to let James try to drive my car by himself?
Yes.
I was 10 really, when my mom let me drive the car by myself.
I knew kids that when they were like 13, their mom would let them drive to the store and all that shit. But
No. I'm talking about like going to a parking lot and let him like teach him how to like turn around and shit.
It's not crazy. It's not crazy. In a parking lot, it's not crazy.
When he's 12, maybe.
Yeah.
Alex was 12 when she had to go around the block. Yeah, I was 10 when my mom let me go around the block.
With her in the car.
Yeah, of course.
And then she beat the living shit out of you. It was wrong. She goes, nice. Did you enjoy that ride? I would have enjoyed it too if you didn't go the wrong fucking way the whole time.
She slams my head into the fucking steering wheel. Bang, bang. He's already done it in my lap where like he'll steer, like when he was younger. But I told him there's a specific submission that I want him to land in jiu-jitsu. And I was like, if you nail this submission in training, I was like, I'll let you drive. And then he never nails it. And then he asks me every week to drive still. And I'm like, nope. Not until you nail it, my friend.
Come on, pop. Jumping. I know.
Somebody just came in my room.
Guys, we're about to witness a real life incident right in front of
you. Guys, an incident in real time? what's this in our stories here? We have Marilyn Manson, new evidence saying he did do it now.
So
God damn it, he just came back and he looks great.
It's not such a full story yet, but basically there's been new people coming forward and the DA is investigating it, and they're gonna within a few days decide whether they're opening the case back up or not.
A guy can't even catch a break these days.
Come on. You've never had a little macabre sex before.
Oh my God. What is going on with cancel culture?
Everybody's woke these days. What a mean picture to put up. He doesn't even look like that anymore. He got it together.
Oh my God. What is going on with woke culture? Can't you just anymore?
Where's All in the Family when you need it? let's see. Oh, new leads and additional evidence that have come to their attention. Damn.
There's a heavy metal concert in town right now in Sacramento. It's Aftershock.
Oh, festival?
Yeah.
You know who's there?
Pantera. It's big. It's
Who else is there? I say, Lewis, if you wanted to, you could probably go over there and spark up a little incident.
Oh, who's there? Sebastian Bach?
No.
Who?
Oh, what's it? 3 days.
Oh, 3 days grace.
Yeah.
3 days grace. Oh.
Oh, still in the band, too. Saw a picture today.
Barry Stock, you fucking cocksucking faggot. I'm fighting. I still hold the beef until he comes and apologizes like we were told he was going to.
I'm having a beef, too, until he apologizes. I told his dumb drummer that, too.
He still owes us an apology. First note, two apologies. One, for throwing wine on Jay, and two, for chumping us all after.
For chumping three men in one swoop.
For three on one chumping.
Oh, you cocksucker.
Oh,
that's him,
bitch.
All right.
Oh, he's
how
scarier.
Old is he?
He's even scary in pictures.
Is he older now? I want him to get real old.
Yeah, that's
weak.
Not how he looks now. He has like a big, big long beard. He's 50. Perfect.
Damn.
Where's his spouse?
They say a man really hits his stride at 50.
Where's his spouse? I think I called her a big fat pig on the bonfire.
Dude, do you think we'd be able to handle him now more or even less? He's probably even stronger now. He's probably more powerful.
Maybe. There's only one way to find out. It'd be great if he picked two of us up by the throat and the other one of us was just held in the middle. That's how strong he was. He just held us all up by two of our throats.
Dude, he's like the Undertaker before he got defeated at WrestleMania. He can't lose.
He's a machine.
Fucking stuck. Yeah, I would fight Barry Stock.
Yeah, why not?
We know you would. Just yeah, not
if Barry Stock wanted to like legitimately hold like a charity fight against you, would you train for it and do it?
Yeah, for sure.
You really would.
Yeah, I don't know how hard I train, but I'm gonna knock his fucking chin off.
Dude, no, don't not. That's insane. You don't know how hard you'll train? No, if you're gonna do it, there's no way to know you'll knock another man's chin off.
Yeah,
there's
no
way. In fact, honestly, on paper, I would say that you are the underdog in this fight.
Why is that?
He's bigger. He's in better shape.
You don't know any of those things.
He's been richer for longer.
What does that have to do with anything? That means he's not hungry.
I think there's something
more
about
more rock and roll, gets more pussy,
yeah, dude,
better podcaster.
Louis, sure gets my incidents. You're saying Barry Stock's going to beat me up?
He likes to rock and roll all night and party every day.
Dressed like a pirate.
I don't think money, you know what, it's just that it's not money. Money's not an indicator of toughness or like anything like that. It's people I think often say it's not, or like it makes you not tough. I'm saying if you're, let's just say you're of average toughness and you're a man, right? I think if you have a little bit of money, you probably are healthier. You're taking care of yourself better. You're probably running and having a trainer once in a while. All of that shit actually is really relevant when it comes to getting into a fist fight.
I bet you his life's been riddled with alcoholism and drug problems.
Maybe, or he could be sober for 20 years. That's very often the story.
Well,
no,
not 20 years.
Not 20 years.
Not 20.
A glass of wine in his hand.
Maybe that was his last 10 moment.
Years ago.
Maybe that was the moment where he realized he didn't want to drink anymore.
Nah,
like, you know what?
No. Nope.
I'm done with this stuff. Here, boys.
This stuff's for the birds. Oh, shit. That's pretty
that's
funny.
Great, that's just great. You go, maybe he's been sober for 20 years. Oh, No. There's at least a relapse in there. I mean, I'll be honest, I never saw him take a sip of that wine, but there was definitely wine. It stunk like wine. Jay,
he goes, give me some wine. He goes, Barry, you've been sober for 15 years. He goes, it's not for me. I'm going to go try to throw it on this bald guy and then fucking hang a Louie and just hit that fat shit.
He tried to throw it
on Dave.
Oh. I was the target.
Oh, and it just
He went for the smallest guy and he hit the biggest guy.
And then he got the swirl.
Oh, yeah. It was great. What a great moment. What a great moment in Legion
Skank
of Skanks
history. What's this? Alex, you told me about this. Frankie Valli is still performing. And he looks ridiculously bad. Like he's being put. This happens a lot, man. Like people who just want estate money, like just put these guys up on strings. Lemmy fucking performed almost till he died. He looked terrible. He doesn't look terrible.
Is that Christopher Walken?
Oh, he's lip singing?
Oh my God, he's not.
Oh, that is rough.
Yeah, he doesn't even know what's going on.
He's like, "What song are we playing?"
I got my tickets to go see Engelbert Humperdinck.
Oh, how was? Did she love it?
She loved it. She fucking loved it. She saw him like 50 years ago.
Does he still have the good stuff?
Yeah, dude. She gets fucking wet for Engelbert. Still.
Let's see what Engelbert Humperdinck sounds like today. Let's see if he's better than Frankie Valli.
Could you even name a single Engelbert Humperdinck song?
Not one.
I don't think so.
Neither I bet I'll say when they if you show his top songs for sure I bet I would at
it's
least
actually
one.
Weird you hear them and you're like I was like Amory what's this like big hit and she told me one she's like singing it and I was like I've never fucking heard this song none of them are fucking popular
give me but some
pull up Engelbert Humperdinck's biggest hits and I don't know that we'll remember any of them
let's see
play them Alex what a name. Like, what a name for a fucking celebrity.
It is quite a name.
Engelbert Humperdinck. I know. It's got to be real.
Like, what were they going for?
I have a list of greatest hits, and then over here I have his concert back in the most recent December.
Well, just play his greatest hits first. Play, like, the ones that have the most plays.
Yeah, what on, like, Spotify has the most? Oh, and he looks rough.
Yeah, my aunt fucking loves him to this day.
She was that's so funny when you got guys that old and decrepit, and there's still a woman out there is like would have him.
Oh yeah,
just give herself to him.
You got to figure there's probably a complete sect of young, hot 20-year-old sluts that would suck Engelbert Humperdinck's cock just because he was famous.
Nah, you don't know about that.
Nah,
I bet 20, you there are
not 20 somethings. No.
I mean, I'm not saying you can't find one 20-year-old psychopath sure. in this country, but there's not like a market of that now.
Yeah. It doesn't come
I'm not saying there's a market.
Well, I mean, he's probably got money. Oh, yeah, this joint.
I can remember when we walked together.
Is this the most listened to song ever?
Sharing a love yeah, this one's pretty high up there.
We were a better country, guys.
It took a chorus.
It's got 1,100 listens.
No, none of them 20-year-old hot chicks waiting to fuck them.
And what's it called?
Waiting inside her eyes. This one's called A Man Without Love. My
tomorrow. Heartbreaking.
Then something changed her mind. Like, what guys, is
we're only
this?
We're only 5 minutes from the chorus, guys. Hang on.
It's just basic crooning sort of shit, Johnny Mathis.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, have you ever heard this? To hold me
every day I wake up and I start to break up. I think I have heard this song.
Yeah.
I know it now because I've heard it from my aunt.
It's not ringing a major bell, but the chorus sounded familiar.
I don't hate it.
What's the, yeah, so it's like that easy listening rock. What's the, go to, the next biggest one.
Do you still think he fucks old ladies after shows?
This is something where it's like, they probably call him like the Polish Elvis or something. Oh, yeah, at a time, dude. I mean, the guys, some of the most notorious pussy crushers throughout time are like, Wayne Newton, Tom Jones, like people like that are just like tuxedo singers and like just fucked everybody.
To this day, though, you think they're still doing it?
I'd assume not. No, they're old men, but I mean, like, well into their 50s and 60s for sure.
When do you think the fucking libido is going to go? That's almost going to be like a sad thing. Like, one day when I don't want to have sex anymore.
I mean,
yeah, probably, but it'll be a great day for those children in your basement.
Come on, dude.
I have to say, it probably stops mattering at all to you somewhere between 65 and 75.
I think earlier for a lot of other dudes.
Where they don't care at all?
I think we have access. So I think that keeps us like, it almost like you keep on producing whatever it is that makes you want to fucking get pussy. I think a lot of, if you don't have access, whether it's because you have a relationship or because like whatever, I think your libido probably, it's almost if you you got to use it or you lose it. And I feel like if you're not having a ton of sex, I think you stop producing testosterone, your body starts going, ah, fuck, I don't really need to do this anymore. Almost to not kill yourself. Because you'd be really fucking depressed, dude. If you were just horny all the time, you could never get laid. Like, your body probably shuts that down so you don't fucking jump off a bridge.
Yeah. It was a long way for Lewis to just give you the eighth grade advice of, if you don't use it, you lose it.
Yep.
But that is, you might be right. I don't know.
I think so.
I think these days, people are like, you know, the whole like 60s, the new 50 type thing. Like, I do think people are just kind of like in better health or smarter. And then there's always like the pills and shit like that. I think people.
Well, it's kind of like the way my my grandma told me, shake it, don't break it. It took your mama 9 months to make it.
So. Yes. Hold on one second. Hello.
Stop trying to come into my room.
Want to watch you masturbate?
Yes.
Come watch me whack off.
Yeah, no, I asked for a late checkout. They said I could leave by 2:30. Yeah, I'll be out in 10 minutes.
Sir, you lie. Sir, why you lie to me?
He's never that time, mister. He's never that time. Never on the 30s, always on the zeros.
That don't even make sense.
Should we wrap this up so you can go get out of there?
Yeah, we can wrap it up.
I guess Lewis is getting kicked out of his room.
Yeah, Lewis, you're getting booted.
Where are you going now, buddy? You're driving to your next thing?
Driving to San Francisco.
What club there?
Are you doing the punchline there?
No, Cubs.
Nice. Okay. Big room.
Not nice. It's huge.
It's a big, big room, but you're doing one night only, right?
One night only, yeah.
You'll be fine, dude. It's going to be good. We have a good presence up there.
No, I know. It's just, I'm not, you know, last night I was, you know, excited. It's not as big of a room.
Cobbs is a big room. Yeah, for sure.
Love you, buddy.
Love you, dudes. And we'll catch you guys next time on Legion of Skanks. Until then, peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
Did you suck it? I think I would instinctually suck it.
Thick with three C's.
Who else we fucking over, Lewis?
Lewis Gomez.
Lewis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Lewis J. Gomez.
You ever try to watch a retard draw a swastika? It's hilarious.
I'm sort of known as a point guard of podcasting. Being a fat gay guy is so fucking awesome.
And comedian Dave Smith.
You fucking godless, soulless sodomites.
It's the fucking best joke I've ever heard in my life.
It was 8 inches.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.